Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. Today on the Patreon for this week, I decided to take it, let's go a little bit back in time to like the earlier days of Fluently Forward, where I would just, you know, whisper absolutely obscene, unhinged things into a microphone. And I figured since this week we're going to be talking all about Bill Gates's affairs, plural, I mean, of course it's plural. I just thought it kind of makes sense. We're not really going to dive too much into the Bill Gates conspiracy angle. I know that there's a lot on there. I'm obviously on the conspiracy subreddit, and they're always talking about like him and like farmlands and of course like vaccines. It's just, it's too big of a beast for me to like casually mention. And also how confusing, because some people, Elon Musk is like, we have to get everyone pregnant. And then Bill Gates in the conspiracy world, they're like, he's trying to kill everybody. And I'm like, I don't know. I would just imagine whatever the most, you know, powerful rich men on the world are doing, they're probably on the same page. But hey, speaking of Elon Musk, he was kind of the inspiration for why I wanted to do the Bill Gates sexy affairs episode this week, because we talked about this maybe it was last week or 2 weeks ago when I did a mini episode about the relations between Elon Musk and Jeffrey Epstein. And something that I always find is that certain men, like rich, powerful, well-to-do, esteemed, famous men, people don't ever believe that they could get into a scandal or do anything sexy because they have this reputation of being a nerd. And I would be remiss to say if it wasn't the exact fucking opposite for women, where a woman could literally be a virgin, but if she wears like a low-cut top, people are like, oh my God, she's been run through, versus Bill Gates, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, all of these like nerdy billionaires, and stories come out with allegations and people are like, I just don't think Bill Gates would ever cheat on his wife. What? So we're going to get into the many different times that he has cheated on his wife, because like he just has. And it steams me that I'm going to group like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Mark Zuckerberg together, because these are three billionaires that people just never think are getting randy in the sheets. And maybe it's because like I'm a creepy pervert. But first of all, have you ever been to a Renaissance festival? Have you ever walked by Comic-Con? Like in high school, did you ever peek into the band room? Like when I tell you that nerdy people are some of the most sexually deviant, non-repressed, like getting into all different angles, exploring things, I just find it so funny that I think like Hollywood. And now I'm really going on a tangent, but I remember watching a TikTok where somebody was saying that a lot of the writers who write like, you know, typical movies, or they stay behind the scenes, they grew up nerdy kind of. So they project that into different movies. Like, think about it. I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm kind of scared of hot girls because I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be mean to me. But then I think about it and I'm like, actually, there's so many hot girls that I meet and they are the nicest. And I think it's just because we grow up with years of watching like the mean cheerleader be cruel in movies and TV shows that we kind of start to think that that's reality. Anyway, so maybe we think of nerds as these people who can like never get some because they're always the underdog in the movie that you have to root for. And, you know, I don't know, like they want to date the pretty girl. I don't know, whatever. You get what I'm saying, right? The point is, even if you're nerdy, you can still be deviant, right? Example A, look at me. No, what? Who said that? Anyway, so you know me. I'm just interested in how we view things, our perspective on people. If you want another episode to listen to, I'm also kind of reminded of when we talked about how Kylie Jenner actually is Timothée Chalamet's type, but Timothée Chalamet is not her type, rather than vice versa. Okay, so without further ado, let's dive into Bill. Before we get into his affairs, I want to talk about his current girlfriend. Did you know that he has one? Bill Gates, I will say this in the conspiracy angle, he has everyone in his pocket, media-wise. First of all, the way he was able to evade a lot of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff really boggles the mind. And if I could ask anything of any journalist listening, if you ever get the chance to interview Bill Gates or anyone who hung out with Jeffrey Epstein after the years of 2008, nobody ever. It's like everybody's got like Alex Cooper interviewing skills. Nobody ever asked them, why did you hang out with him after 2008 when he was a convicted sex offender and just a simple Google of his name could have revealed that? And then call them on the carpet and be like, oh, are they going to say like, oh, I never Googled him, even though I'm like a billionaire who does a background check and has bodyguards with every single person I hang out with. I didn't know. So that's the thing too, where like people will ask Bill Gates a question about Jeffrey Epstein, but it's always like a softball question. And it's just like, oh, God damn. Anyway, that's to say that yes, Bill Gates has a new girlfriend. Her name is Paula Hurd. They got together 2 years after he divorced from Melinda Gates. But there's only like one article about them. It's like a picture of them at some like tennis, I don't know, US Open match. And all of the articles that came out about her all came out, I forget the exact date, let's say it was like November 22nd. They all came out November 22nd, and there's been no new articles since. And I swear to God, he's got the media in his pocket. There are different blind items that say that as well. So yes, speaking of articles, here's what they said. The 67-year-old Microsoft billionaire who split from the mother of his three children after they all turned 18, which I think was on purpose. Anyway, after 27 years of marriage, is now dating Paula Hurd. And there was a source that said that they are inseparable. So she is 60. And I think a lot of people were like, oh my God, look at that. This actually spurred a lot of discussion. We all know about Jeff Bezos and his split from Mackenzie Bezos, and how he's now dating Lauren Sanchez, who I am, by the way, obsessed with. I don't really follow any celebrities on Instagram. I don't even follow Taylor Swift, but I do follow Lauren Sanchez. And when I say that she's actually kind of made me a fan of her and Jeff Bezos, not him, but them together, because she posts like she's always in a helicopter and her boobs are like up to her chin and her face is like flawless. And she'll post like a picture of him, and then she always uses that script like cursive font on Instagram that's kind of like highlighted neon. And she's like, love of my life. Or it's a picture of a sunset and she's like, being with you is forever. Like, it's always a quick, blurry, poorly taken photograph of an experience that you know is $10 million, and then some sort of like boomer millennial quote about love on it. And I don't know what it just like, I really legitimately enjoy watching her content, and her body's insane. Anyway, I keep getting off track. That's basically to say, a lot of people were like, oh my God, like Jeff Bezos, at least you have to hand it to him. He's with Lauren Sanchez, someone who's like around his age. He didn't go for like a blonde 22-year-old. And a lot of people too, I was seeing the same discussion online with Bill Gates dating Paula Hurd, who's only 7 years younger than him. A lot of people were like, oh yeah, like if you want to date a celebrity or like a businessman or something, no, not businessman, take that back. They're like, if you want to date a celebrity or like an athlete, look young, be hot. But if you want to date like a billionaire, they date people like with degrees, people that they know in their social circle, people similar in age with them, because they want someone who can keep up mentally. So who knows? Somebody who knows more about dating, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. So yeah, she was actually, talk about somebody who's like well-to-do, she was previously a tech executive herself. Now she, you have to kind of laugh, now she is an event planner and a philanthropist, which I'm sure that she's doing legitimate work there. I just have to say, if I was dating Bill Gates and I called myself an event planner and a philanthropist, you could bet your bottom dollar I would not really be doing much. I would just say that. But that's for me personally. Anyway, she, Paula, his new girlfriend, is the widow of former Oracle co-CEO and president Mark Hurd. So he died in 2019 after a battle with cancer when he was 62. And he, at the time of his death, had an estimated net worth of $500 million. Bill Gates has a net worth of $106 billion. We've talked about this before. We've talked about the fact that I truly cannot even conceptualize $1 billion. Like, it's just like all the stars in the universe, all the sand on the beach. I truly can't. $106 billion. Good gravy. I'm also fascinated by women who are already starting up high and then they take a step up and they go even higher. like, you know, Paula Heard from this guy to Bill Gates, or Amber Heard from Johnny Depp to Elon Musk, just like leapfrogging, you know, and having men with higher and higher net worths. Who's that lady? Sprinkle, Sprinkle. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's that woman on TikTok who like gives dark feminine energy, like get your bag dating advice. And I've only seen her things on like TikTok, like her different clips. But I watched a live stream of hers the other day for like a good 40 minutes. She's fantastic. Okay, anyway, let's get back to Bill Gates and Paula. So this is what their source told the Daily Mail. They're inseparable. They've been together over a year, and she's always described as a mystery woman, but it's no mystery to their inner circle that they're in a romantic relationship. And then another source, maybe the same one, told People magazine that their relationship is widely known, but she hasn't met his kids yet. And there's really only two photos of them together. One watching the Australian Open. And then the second one was like, it's this pic. I don't even know why it made it to the internet, because like it wasn't that crazy of a photo. It's a picture of Bill Gates and her like looking at the water in Australia, but her back is facing the camera. So everybody was like, oh my God, like who's the mystery woman? No shade to Paula, but like it wasn't that crazy of a reveal. Now, what's funny is because before all these news articles came out being like, oh my God, Bill Gates has a girlfriend, who's this mystery woman? Bill Gates did a sit-down interview with the BBC, and they asked him if he would like to find love again. And he said, sure, I'm not a robot. And that is just so funny to me because like, that's the most robotic answer. Like, do you want to find, if somebody said to me, Shannon, right, currently single, if somebody was like, Shannon, do you want to find love? I would be like, oh my God, like, of course, like being in love is the best. Like, I'd love to have a partner. Like, I want to just like, you know, go on day trips and travel, but like also just have quiet time on the couch when you're both on your phones next to each other silently for an hour, which to me is like bliss. There's like a million things I could say about it. I just find that so funny. Do you want to find love again? Sure. I'm not a robot. I feel like that's like a defensive answer that a robot who's pretending to be a human would say. Anyway, other things about Paula. She looks a lot like Melinda Gates. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, he's got a type. Which is interesting because we're going to be talking about, let's just say Bill Gates kind of does have a type. Oh, one last quick note. Melinda Gates is also dating somebody. So I guess they're both moving on. She's dating this like former reporter. He used to work for Fox News and now he's like a communication specialist. He's hot. What's his name? John Dupree. So there we go. Good for both of them. And you know what? If Bill Gates knew what he was doing, instead of asking these women out to dinner, he would invite them to try Sakara's flexible signature nutrition program. You have heard me talk about Sakara before. They have these meals that they will send to you in the mail. And it's not just any meal. It is chock full of vitamins, vegetables. It makes you feel full, but not like you hate yourself. It's absolutely phenomenal. They will deliver you breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can customize any type of nutrition program you want in terms of how often you're getting these meals, which meals are being delivered to you. I personally love the lunch and dinner. I'm just not a breakfast girly, but they do have incredible breakfast items. So Sakara, they bring expertly designed organic nutrition programs and wellness essentials right to your door, and they are offering Floozies 20% off of their first order. So go to sakara.com/fluently, or you could enter code fluently at checkout to get 20% off your first order. That's sakara.com/fluently. Now, let's talk a little bit more about, before we get into the affairs, the weird things that Bill Gates does in his romantic relationships. I feel like a lot of people have already heard about. Well, have you? I don't know. In my corner of the internet, everybody's talking about it. Bill Gates, when he got married to Melinda Gates, had this weird stipulation in his like prenup and his marriage with her, where he wanted to spend time with his ex-girlfriend. So before he got married to Melinda Gates, he dated this woman named Anne Winblad. So she's also like a businesswoman. She's given TED Talks, right? Not TEDx, because I think TED is fancier. Whatever. She's given all of those talks. And she dated Bill Gates in like 1980s. and they were still really close in the 1990s. So they ended their relationship in 1987. They didn't get married because at the time, Bill wasn't sure if he was ready. But he stayed really close to Anne as like this friend. And oh God, it's just so weird. He was so close to his ex, Anne, that he asked for her opinion before he proposed to Melinda Gates in 1993. And when all of the articles reported, they're like, oh, Anne gave her blessing. And I'm just like, if a man were to propose to me and he asked his ex-girlfriend for like her opinion on me and if he could get her blessing to marry me, oh my God, I'm like sick to my stomach thinking about it. I would hate that. And apparently when he asked for her blessing, she told Bill that Melinda would be a, quote, good match because, quote, she had intellectual stamina. I'm just like, it would be, how nice would it be to date a billionaire, right? It does not sound relaxing. I just feel like, you know me, like I mispronounce words sometimes. I always talk about, I don't know, jerking off and good God and in my gut and in my butt. Like to you, I feel like you would always have to be doing verbal, I don't know, cartwheels around somebody and being on your absolute best behavior all the time. Like, ooh, God forbid that they think that you don't have good intellectual stamina one day. Anyway, let's get into the weird stipulation too. So yeah, Bill Gates still wanted to spend time with his ex even after he was married. I'm gonna vomit. So what was part of his relationship with Melinda was that every year he was allowed to go with Anne and travel and like have a vacation with her once a year. So they would usually take these vacations in the spring and they would go to her beach house in North Carolina every year. What were they doing? I'm sure it wasn't. Actually, maybe it was Sudoku. I would assume it's sex, but here's what Bill Gates told Time magazine about her in 1997. We can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology. Oh my God. We share our thoughts about the world and ourselves, and we marvel about how, as two young overachievers, we began a great adventure on the fringes of a little-known industry, and it landed us at the center of an amazing universe. Oh my God. And apparently when they first started dating, their courtship started with virtual dates, where they would drive to the same movie at the same time in different cities and discuss it on their cell phones. That's kind of cute. And other people who know them describe them as kindred spirits who enjoyed vacations learning about science. Ooh, was it biology? Because you guys were definitely fucking in that beach house. I don't know. It's kind of like Charles and Camilla. Like, are they ever going to get back together? I guess not, because he's with Paula Hurd. But it sounds like that's not really over. If you listen to last week's episode, kind of John Mayer, Katy Perry. I could see them still hooking up. Okay, let's finally, don't you like how I teased you for a good like 19 minutes before we actually get into the title of the episode? Whatever, it was like related. We are going to talk about the different affairs that Bill Gates has had. And we're going to start with his affairs, comma, in the office edition. Now, there was a New York Times report, and it says, gotta love this title. Bill Gates accused of being dismissive towards Melinda Gates at work and pursuing female employees at Microsoft and the Gates Foundation. So let's get into all of these different moments that happened. So the first one we have happened here in 2006, more than a decade after him and Melinda Gates got married. So Bill Gates was said to have attended a presentation by a female employee of Microsoft, and he emailed her afterwards to ask her to dinner. There's going to be a theme in a lot of these, and it's that Bill Gates is using technology to try and help him. He's not, what is it, Riz? Like, I don't think he's chock full of it. So a source told the Times that what he wrote in the email was, quote, if this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. I will say, if you're going to, this is so insane, but if you're going to hit on one of your employees, that's probably the most polite way to do it. There wasn't any mention in these articles of like they didn't respond, so then like they got fired or they couldn't get promoted. I also, you know what? I have to caveat here. Yes, it is a power imbalance. Yes, it is awful. Yes, your host, Shannon McNamara, does think it's incredibly hot for, you know, a boss and an intern to hook up. And that's a me thing. And I know that it's wrong And I know that it's wrong. Okay. That's why in Mulan, I loved it when Li Shang was like, hi, Mulan. Do you know what I mean? There's something about a power imbalance that's like a little bit sexy. Not when Bill Gates is doing it, more when Shang is doing it, but still. Okay, let's continue with more of this. There was another woman, and this one actually happened in person, who said that she went with Bill Gates to New York for a work trip for their work about the Gates Foundation, and he asked her to dinner while they were there in New York. She said that it was during a cocktail party in New York, and he said, quote, I want to see you. Will you have dinner with me? And she said she laughed to avoid responding. Ain't that so freaking relatable? How many times have you been like, ah, it's like the funniest thing I've ever heard, huh? Ah. Anyway, you're so funny. Like the things that women will do to like not piss off a guy. Okay, what else did the Times say? This was a good drag. So the New York Times said Gates was, quote, known for making clumsy approaches to women in and out of the office, and that it, quote, fueled widespread chatter among employees about his personal life. So in total, six current and former employees of Bill Gates said that he and his actions created a workplace that made them uncomfortable. So he basically has hit on six different employees throughout his time. What I'm curious about, because I am both a conspiracy theorist and a creep, is how many of those women said yes, right? Like, think about it this way. If Bill Gates, he's like a smart guy, he's like into algorithms and logic and equations. If he asks out six women and they all say no, he wouldn't do that. By like the third woman he asked to do something with, if they all three of them said no, he would be like, okay, something's off. Like this formula doesn't work. Like this equation isn't successful. It's not like giving me the result that I want. I think the only reason he tried six different people over the years is that there's some people in between that said yes. And your girl Shannon might have been one of them if he asked, okay? So anyway, six that we know of that he hit on, if I was a betting woman, I would say it could have been 14. Now, something else that I found, and this, you know what? This goes to further my point. When Bill Gates met Melinda Gates, she was an employee at Microsoft. So there's number fucking seven. Do you get what I mean? Like, are you a part of my conspiracy theory here? So yeah, they literally met when she was working for him. So she started as a product manager at the company. They first met or like connected at a sales meeting in New York, and he went up to her in a parking lot and asked her on a date. And she initially turned him down because she said that he wasn't spontaneous. So this is what she told AOL in 2015. Quote, he said, you know, I was thinking maybe we could go out 2 weeks from tonight. And then she said to him, 2 weeks from tonight? I have no idea what I'm doing 2 weeks from tonight. You aren't spontaneous enough for me. And then he persisted and he called her an hour later and he said, is this spontaneous enough for you? And then she said, okay, I guess that's pretty spontaneous. I guess we can try. A couple things there. Number one, 2 weeks from tonight. I would like that. I would like the planning. I would be like, that's great. It's funny how today's day and age is different. Like if a guy, or maybe I've been listening to too much of the Sprinkle Sprinkle Girl, but like I would think that if a guy's like, hey, let's get dinner tonight, the current like TikTok why men love bitches advice is supposed to be like, no, you say that you're busy with a plan and then like have them set a date like 3 days in advance or something like that. But I guess Melinda Gates, why men love bitches, she's like, I'm not a bitch, I'm a billionaire. So yeah, the only thing I have to say is like how you get them is how you lose them, right? Like it's probably exciting for the boss to like hit on you. Okay, sorry, I'm messed up, right? If he's cute. Anyway, but then if you ever marry the boss, you know he's going to be hitting on like every young thing that walks into the office. Now, let's talk about affairs that were more than just, ooh, like let me take you out to dinner and then you curve me. So in 2019, the company, Microsoft, the board, became aware when an engineer at the company wrote this letter alleging that she and Bill Gates had had a sexual relationship over the years. That's what I'm talking about. If we include her and Melinda Gates, that six number is now up to eight, and I assume it's even higher. This affair was being like probed by the board around the same time when he stepped down in 2020. So this woman wrote her letter, and in the letter, apparently she claimed that she wanted Melinda Gates to read the letter. And a spokesman for Bill Gates acknowledged that he had the affair, but that it had nothing to do with him stepping down from the board. Quote, there was an affair almost 20 years ago which ended amicably. In fact, he had expressed an interest in spending more time on his philanthropy starting several years earlier. Talk about shit that only billionaires do. Oh, I'm going to try and distract you from my affair with my philanthropy. Come on. What I also think is funny is that Bill Gates's go-to defense mechanism when he does something wrong is to state the length of time, like there's a statute of limitations on what he does. Because anytime somebody mentions Jeffrey Epstein, he's like, it was 15 years ago, it was like 10 years ago, whatever. And then with this affair, it was 20 years ago, it was 20 years ago. Which, by the way, I feel like people can do that if you're an influencer and you get canceled in your 20s and something that you said online was 10 years ago and you were 12, you know? Bill Gates being like, my affair was 20 years ago. Yeah, you were fucking 47. Like, what the fuck does that mean? The only time people can use the excuse of it was so long ago was, it was so long ago, I didn't know better. My prefrontal cortex hadn't yet developed. I was still a teenager. I was wearing pads because I was too scared of tampons. Well, actually, that can last forever. But you know what I mean? I'm just thinking of things of like, you know, when I was like 15 and had like no clue what was going on with my life. An affair like almost 20 years ago, okay. So like you were still a piece of shit 20 years ago. I don't know. It's just whatever. I don't know. I don't like him. Anyway, so we continue. His behavior was considered something of, quote, something of an open secret. Of course it was. And don't we hear that? That's why I love blind items, because everyone with like Weinstein, Epstein, Bill Gates, the minute something comes out, everybody's like, oh yeah, it was an open secret. I'm like, come on, share with the class, put it in a blind item. Let's all be in on the open secret before it comes out. And then this was interesting too. A former employee who signed an NDA said that, quote, there were times when Bill came into the office driving a Mercedes, and an hour later, one of his security personnel showed up with a golden brown Porsche that Bill drove away in, like a sneaky getaway vehicle to romance his latest mistress. Ooh. The source continues to Vanity Fair. We all assumed that it was when he was with women. I knew that there were many offsite meetings that were not on his calendar. All right, now let's cover affairs underneath the genre of ones that aren't in the office. So this is one that came out recently that, yes, was linked to Jeffrey Epstein. So Bill Gates had a fling with a Russian woman named Mila Antonova. And apparently this fling happened after an inappropriate affair with a staffer in 2000 and claims that he repeatedly hit on women at the company. So I guess then he decided to take it outside of the company. So Bill Gates is like really into bridge. He's also really into tennis, I think. Anyway, he met Mila in 2010 when she was in her 20s and he was three decades her senior. So he must have been, am I okay? 3, 4, 5, in his 50s, 60s. Every single news article, because you know me, like I'm like, okay, she's in her 20s. How old or young was she? Because there's a big difference between 21 and 29. They always just say in her 20s. And I have to say, I obviously have looked up photos of this woman, this bridge player, Mila, and she looks exactly like Greta Thunberg. Maybe that's because in some of the photos she is wearing long braids, but it doesn't, like, she's in her 20s. If I showed you a photo of her, you'd be like, that girl's 14. She looks so, so young. So apparently they would play bridge together. They started talking. She told him that she has ambitions of launching an online bridge school. He was probably like, online bridge, super like bricked up. Now what gets weird is that after they like became friends, hooking up, she was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein 3 years later by a man named Boris Nikolic, Bill Gates's scientific advisor. So she meets Epstein, and then Epstein, she kind of talks to him and she's like, hey, you know, would you be interested in funding this online bridge school I want to start? And Jeffrey Epstein wasn't interested in it, but he did pay for her to go to coding school. So then Jeffrey Epstein, I am sure Jeffrey Epstein, he's such like a weasel. I bet he had hands everywhere and he would like find out, which honestly is kind of a good move if you want to blackmail someone, just like have people dedicated to finding out who Bill Gates is sleeping with and then get those women on your side and like use them. Honestly, it's like so mean girls, you know what I mean? Crazy. So then after Epstein has sent this girl to coding school and like formed kind of a friendship with her, he then dangles it to Bill Gates. So in an email in 2017, he emails Bill Gates and he hints at the affair and how he could expose it. He basically like says that he's looking to be reimbursed for the coding school. So he basically emails Bill Gates and he's like, by the way, like I sent Mila to coding school. Can you reimburse me for it? Or something like that. And it basically is like a red herring to signal, hey, that Russian bridge player you've been hooking up with, she's in my pocket. And the reason he was doing this is because he wanted Bill Gates to invest in some sort of multi-billionaire dollar charitable fund. And he like wanted to secure his backing. And it went wrong because Bill Gates did not give into it. And he just like didn't do anything. Now, what has Mila said about everything with Jeffrey Epstein? She said, I had no idea that Epstein was a criminal or had any ulterior motive. Come on. Come on now. I wanted to read the whole quote and I'm already stopping at that first sentence. If somebody came up to me and they were like, oh, Shannon, like, I'm going to pay for your schooling, I would 1,000% think that they had an ulterior motive. One, they want to sleep with me. Two, they want to kill me. Three, they want, I don't know, something from my family. Four, they want podcast secrets. Five, like I would immediately assume they had an ulterior motive. People don't just go around. Americans don't just like come over and whatever. Anyway, she continues. I just thought he was a successful businessman and wanted to help. Oh, I'm already stopping again. People don't become successful businessmen by helping. For being a bridge player, like how dumb are you? Okay. And then she continues, I liked the last sentence. I am disgusted with Epstein and what he did. She said, quote, nothing was exchanged with Epstein and that when she asked why he funded her education, he said something like he was wealthy and wanted to help people when he could. This man was a child rapist. Anyway, you already know what I'm going to say. If it's after 2008, I think everybody's guilty. You had access to the internet, enough access that you wanted to form an online bridge school and you're doinking with Bill Gates. You very obviously know how to Google somebody and it was known that Jeffrey Epstein was a sex addict. Come on. So there we go. Those are kind of the known Bill Gates's affairs. We have six in the office. There were six that were made uncomfortable. One that actually did it. One that turned out to then be his wife. More that I think happened. A culture of people knowing that he clumsily asked people out. The bridge player. And yeah. I will say with all this stuff coming out about Bill Gates, I heard some people online being like, oh my God, like what about his children? Like they're going to have to blah, blah, blah. Don't for a second feel bad for his kids. His daughter, who's 20, she just bought a $51 million New York City penthouse home. $51 million. I'm sorry. That's obscene. Like I like luxury. I like things that are nice. You don't need a $51 million. Like you don't. And it kills me too that people are like Bill Gates is like so charitable. He has done good work, but he is not a charitable person. Like my family and I, we have a nonprofit. We're actually going back to Tanzania for a ninth time this summer, and we've been working on it since 2008. And I like to think that we're charitable people, right? Like I see a GoFundMe, I want to donate. My friend's doing like a 5K and raising money for it. I'll, you know, throw money to it. And I think there's a difference between like having a charity and being a charitable person. And I think that a charitable person would be like, hey, honey, instead of the $51 million penthouse, why don't you get one that's $30 million? And then the other $20 million can literally change thousands of people's lives. You know what? Like, it's just, you're not like, I just hate that so many people are like, he's so charitable. He has done good stuff, but I do not believe that he is a charitable person. This episode of Fluently Forward is brought to you by BetterHelp. You have heard me talk a lot about therapy and how beneficial it's been to me. I love using therapy because isn't life so funny? The way that you'll think, oh my God, I'm so mentally stable for the last couple of months. But such is the way of life. Things happen every day that can kind of change your life and how you're thinking about things. Maybe you get a new job and all of a sudden you're struggling with imposter syndrome. Maybe you start dating someone new and then relationship anxiety starts to creep into your life. Maybe you have a fight with your friend and you want to talk about it with someone. Maybe you're moving and you're overwhelmed. Basically, life is always changing, and for anything hard that happens, I always suggest turn to therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which I think is great. So find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fluently today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fluently. Okay, now that was all the stuff that's real. Let's get into some of the blinds. We did some of these when we did our episode about how Melinda Gates told on Bill Gates and the Jeffrey Epstein relationship, but some of these are new. Some of these I hadn't done before. The one that you might remember from the Jeffrey Epstein episode with Bill Gates was like a blind item about them making two trips together to Brazil and going to some like after party in like Santa Monica or something like that. Let's get into some more of these blind items. This one, I can't believe, this is why I love NT so much. As a reminder, all of these blinds come from crazydaysandnights.net, where NT Lawyer writes all of them. So you can go check out his website or his Patreon, patreon.com/NT Lawyer. We have the same brain. Look at this blind he wrote. He said, so let me get this straight. We are supposed to believe that this Silicon Valley worker who wanted to raise a bunch of money for her academy, Mila, and slept with the wealthy farmer, Bill Gates, never Googled the billionaire pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, before meeting him several years after he had been to jail. Oh, and she didn't Google him a year after that when she stayed at his house for several days. And by the way, in all of these blinds, when Bill Gates is referred to as the wealthy farmer, that could be for if we ever do a conspiracy episode one day on Bill Gates, but he owns an assload of farmland. He has got his fingers in like everybody's pockets. Speaking of the wealthy farmer, Bill Gates, and the wealthy bookseller, Jeff Bezos, they are teaming up to purchase that country down at the bottom of the world, Argentina. They're willing to prop it up for total control of the country. It kind of makes you wonder if they had something to do with its collapse, just to see if private people could actually buy a country. Now look, I don't know much about Argentina, geopolitical anything. The idea of, I mean, look, these billionaires are like going into space. I do feel like they're obsessed with pushing the limits. We know they push the limits of the age 18. We know they push the limits of ethically treating workers going into space. That idea of buying a country, I could see that happening in the next couple of years. They're like, buying a company just doesn't do it for me anymore. We have to like buy a city or a country. Okay, here's another one. One of the biggest financial backers of the making babies completely in a lab is the wealthy farmer. The idea that you could have those people be the workers or whatever thing you want them to be. So yeah, there's an article associated with this that says 100% lab-grown babies in 5 years. Japanese researchers are on a cusp of creating human eggs and sperm that can be grown in a fake womb. Oh my God, I'd like actually want to get pregnant. I'm a sheep right now. I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that. Aren't we all on board? Who likes being pregnant? Maybe a few people. Oh my God, remember that blind item about Seth MacFarlane, like wanting the creator of Family Guy having a fetish for fucking pregnant women? And then on the show American Dad, there's like that one character who's literally always pregnant for the entire show. Anyway, but yeah, that's funny. Like, I think it would be fun because I wouldn't have to ruin my body. And Bill Gates thinks that it would be fun because then I could work for 9 more months. Here's another Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein one. I believe we covered this in the last episode, but I want to bring it up because this would take the number of 6 uncomfortable employees, which I've now deemed 8/14, up one more. That says, I was kind of hoping the split was because the split being the divorce, because everyone in the family was disgusted that he was hanging out with the convicted pedophile. It turns out the rich guy, Bill Gates, had at least one baby with his girlfriend. There might be a second from a few years back with another woman. Now, that's hard to tell. Is it Anne Winblad, the girlfriend that he had babies with? Or is this like one of the employees or somebody he was having an affair with? Okay, now these ones absolutely sent me. There's two that are kind of related. It turns out the wealthy farmer has an obsession slash fetish with carpet. In each of his homes around the world, all the carpet is replaced annually, even if he doesn't step foot in the place that year. And then there's an article here that says Bill Gates enters the carpet business in the UK. So as of 2008, he like got into the flooring business. When I tell you that, like, he's literally in every business, we just don't know about all of it. A fetish for carpet. This is why I read blind items. Like, I'm smiling from ear to ear right now. I don't know why it's making me so happy. Hold on. I'm going to Google Bill Gates carpet and see if there's any pictures of him like standing on a carpet. Oh, okay. There's like a red carpet. No. Okay. I don't know what I was expecting to see. I just thought that we might get lucky. Okay. And then the other blind that's kind of associated with that says, apparently the wealthy farmer's fetish for flooring extends beyond carpeting. It took floor installers on the main house he had built a couple decades ago nearly a year to install the wood flooring. Why? There could be no knots in any of the pieces. There could also be no pieces that looked as if they might contain knots. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Another blind item here, which would be cranking the number of women that Bill Gates have been associated with up one more. There is a model who sounds like she is foreign born, but isn't. She is A-minus list. She is very well educated and started modeling at the tender age of 15 or 16. She is in her early 20s now. At some point, she was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein, and he introduced her to Bill Gates. He pays for all of her bills, including that $60,000 a year tuition for college and the bills associated with the condo that he bought her in Manhattan. And then this last blind item says, for the second straight year, the dominatrix slash stripper community missed out on an annual huge payday that they get by servicing Bill Gates and his friends on a three-night cruise. Some of them make enough money each year to only have to work those three nights. God, isn't that crazy? So there we go. That's like a little bit of tea, real and alleged, about all of Bill Gates's different affairs. And now he's with Paula Hurd. And I would just assume he's like still hitting on people and cheating on her. And anyway, let me know if you would ever be interested in a Bill Gates conspiracy episode. I would try to handle it well, because I've seen some conspiracies about him where I'm like, that's just simply not true. But at the same point, he's a billionaire. I don't think he's like, I don't know, braiding hair and like making homemade lunches for people. Like, he's getting up to some pretty shifty shit. So we could always do that either public or over on Patreon. And if you want to check out more Patreon, this past Friday's episode, I had Lindsay from We Met at Acme back again on the podcast. You know how much I love her and her podcast. And we just talked a little bit about like celebrity beef, different mean girl drama, because I feel like nowadays, you know, if you say that like any two girls in Hollywood are fighting, people are like, that's so anti-feminist of you. Like, how dare you say that? And you know me, like, I don't care. You could call me names. Sometimes the girls fight. And I wanted to talk about it. Like, I'm sure that there are mean girls in Hollywood. I don't think it's everyone who has like a resting bitch face, but let's be honest, like some of them are. So we got into that, a little bit messy, a little bit of speculation. Patreon.com/fluently forward if you want to check it out. And thank you for hanging out with me for this hour. I will see you next week for another episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.